hang up and try again.
Hello?
Hello, my name is Yvonne. I'm calling. How are you tonight?
I'm all right.
Okay, it looks like we've called you before and we already started a survey with you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, is it okay if we start it, continue that right now?
Yeah, if you want
okay.
to.
Okay. Okay, the question was there a time in the past 12 months when you needed to see a doctor but could not because of the cost?
Well, it wasn't so much for the cost. See, I was in my backyard one evening, and there was this weird sound, and I wasn't sure where it was coming from, but it sounded like it was from the neighbor's house. But I looked up, and there was kind of this streak in the sky, and I don't know if it was, I didn't know at the time if it was an airplane or something, but then there was this bright flash, and I kind of blacked out.
Right.
And
was there a time in the past 12 months when you needed to see a doctor, but could not because of the cost?
Yeah, I was getting to that. When the flash happened,
uh-huh.
I kind of fell down and blacked out, and when I woke up after that, I felt really funny all over, and so I went to the doctor, and I was going to go to the doctor, but I told them my arm was feeling funny, and they wanted to check on it, but we didn't have the money.
Okay, so would that be yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. How long has it been since you last visited a doctor for a routine checkup? A routine checkup is a general physical exam, not an exam for a specific injury, illness, or condition.
I think about 4 years.
Would that be 2 years but less than 5 years? Or would it be more than 5 years?
I think if I had the one after the 5 years was about 6.5 years, and then the last one was 4 years. So I'm thinking it would be within the first 1.5 to 3 years.
Okay. All right. The next question is about getting enough rest or sleep. During the past 30 days, for about how many days have you felt you did not get enough rest or sleep?
Well, you know, that's funny too, because I didn't think I was getting enough rest before the light flashed on me in the backyard, but after that, I actually didn't have to sleep for about 4 days because I just never got tired at all. And since then, I've started getting a little more sleep, but I've felt like I got plenty of sleep since then.
Okay, so during the past 3 days, for about how many days have you felt you did not get enough rest or sleep?
Spaceship came about the 10th of last month, and it's, what, the 14th today? 15th?
Today's the 16th.
16th, okay, so it wouldn't have been in the last month, so I haven't had the problem, I haven't felt sleepy for a month.
Okay, so what number would you give me?
For
the amount of days.
Oh, the amount of days? 30.
Okay. During the past month, other than your regular job, did you participate in any physical activities or exercise, such as running, calisthenics, golf, gardening, or walking for exercise? Yes or no?
Well, I kind of ran after the next, about 3 days after I saw the light thing, I saw it again in the sky a few days later, and I chased it. For about 3 miles, and amazingly, I didn't get tired, so I don't know what they did to me, but I think, I can't help thinking that they've got to be from some other planet, because whatever technology they had that they blasted me with is just not anything we have here, and because suddenly my energy is just out of this world, you know, no pun intended there, but it's...
Okay.
it's
Yeah, but during the past month, other than your regular job, did you participate in any physical activity or exercises?
Yeah,
running, calisthenics, golf, gardening,
yeah,
or walking for exercise?
Yeah, from running, from that time.
Okay. Have you ever been told by a doctor that you have diabetes?
No.
Okay. How long has it been since you last visited a dentist or a dental clinic for any reason, include visits to dental specialists such as orthodontists?
Oh, let's see, probably about 4 years.
many of your permanent teeth have been removed because of tooth decay or gum disease, include teeth lost for infection, but do not include teeth lost for other reasons such as injury or orthodontics?
Well, I lost. What was it again?
How many of your permanent teeth have been removed because of tooth decay or gum disease? Include teeth lost to infection, but do not include teeth lost for other reasons such as injury or orthodontics.
Well, all the teeth that I have now have been permanent since I last went to the dentist, and some of them the dentist made permanent. And there's about three of them that were permanent from the start, but were replaced after the fillings came out.
Okay, so how many of your permanent teeth have been removed because of tooth decay or gum disease? Include teeth lost to infection, but do not include teeth lost for other reasons, such as injury or orthodontics, either 1 to 5, 6 or more, but not all, or all of them?
I would have to say that... orthodontist replaced the molar behind the left side of my tongue,
mm-hmm.
and it was an extra one. You know, I had a.
So how many would you say?
Well, I think it was. I think I had two extras that were beside the normal molars.
How long has it been that you? How long has it been since you had your teeth cleaned by a dentist or a dental hygienist?
About 4 years. That last time I went to the dentist.
Now I would like to ask you some questions about cardiovascular disease. Has a doctor, nurse, or other health professional ever told you that you had any of the following? For each, tell me yes, no, or you're not sure, okay?
Okay.
Ever told you had a heart attack, also called as a myocardial infarction?
I don't think I've heard of that.
Have you ever been told that you had a heart attack, also called as myocardial infection?
Well, you know, after that light thing that I was talking about, I talked to a friend about it, and he works for a cardiologist part-time, and I told him some of the symptoms that I was experiencing, and he says that he thinks I had a massive fluctuating heart attack. I think he called it an M83 heart attack that didn't kill me per se, but it sped my heart up to a point where it couldn't function properly, and then slowed it to a point where it couldn't function properly about three times within probably 30 or 40 seconds. And
okay,
but remarkably, it didn't kill me.
Yeah. So would you say yes or no?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been told you had angina or coronary heart disease?
Oh, I'd have to ask my doctor about that.
Okay, so would you say yes, no, or don't know?
Yeah.
You said yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Ever told you had a stroke?
You know, I've never been told that it was definitely a stroke, but that whole fiasco that I went through, I think may have involved that, because the whole left side of my body was a little bit limp for about 3 days, and I think it has to do with the M83 heart attack, but it could be that the heart attack caused a stroke, or maybe that a stroke caused a heart attack.
Okay, so would you say that you ever been told you had a stroke? Say yes or no, or you don't know, what would you say?
I would have to say that By some definitions, yes.
Okay. Ever been told by a doctor, nurse, or other health professional that you had asthma?
No.
Okay. The following questions are about health problems or impairments you may have. Are you limited in any way in any activities because of physical, mental, or emotional problems?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Quite a few. In fact, I don't have a normal medical doctor that I go to, but the psychologist that I have to go to regularly, he thinks I've got about probably between 12 and 13 pretty serious mental issues that I'm dealing with.
Do you now have any problem that requires you to use special equipment such as a cane, a wheelchair, a special bed, or a special telephone?
Well, I do have kind of a special eyepiece that works. It's kind of like a telephone, but more for seeing. I have to, if I have it on, I can see somebody that I'm speaking to on a phone. If they've got the same system, it's kind of a, and I have to have it attached from my earlobe in through my nose.
So would you say yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you smoked at least 100 cigarettes in your entire life?
No, okay. I don't smoke.
Do you currently use chewing tobacco, snuff, snooze every day, some days, or not at all?
I snooze sometimes when I'm getting tired, like while I'm reading. I'll snooze, basically fall asleep, and if I'm really tired, I'll fall asleep and snooze for probably about an hour or two a day, if I read for that long.
Okay, do you currently use chewing tobacco, snuff, or snooze? Snooze is a moist, smokeless tobacco, usually sold in small pouches that are placed under the lip against the gum.
No, I don't use anything like that.
Okay. What is your age?
30.
Are you Hispanic or Latino?
No, not that I know of. I think I might have about three generations back somebody, but you can't tell by looking at me.
Right. Which one of the following would you say is your race? Would you say white, black, or African American, Asian, Native Hawaiian, or other Pacific Islander, American Indian, or Alaska Native, or other?
I think about. About 80% European of white,
uh-huh.
And then about 10 to 15% Latino. But again, you have to go about three generations back in order to
what would
dig
you
that
say
far.
Your race?
Probably 80% white.
Okay.
Now, are these questions gonna show up in the National Enquirer? Because I did two interviews like this on the telephone, and they ended up in the National Enquirer, and they didn't tell me that they were gonna be in the National Enquirer. They said that they were for a national survey of
No, they're not. I assure you that they're not. You said that you were 80% white, and what other?
About 10 to 15% Latino, and then I think 5% German or something.
So you would say how what percentage Latino?
Probably 10-15%.
Would you say 10 or 15?
I would if I had to pick a solid number, I'd probably say 12. I would say 12.
Okay, 12?
Yeah.
Percent Latino?
Yeah.
And what else?
And then there's a little bit of maybe 2% German, I think. I'd like to do one of those DNA tests, because I've heard that if you do those, you can find out that your ancestors are from, like, Yugoslavia, from, you know, the 1200s or something, things that you would never be able to tell just by asking your grandpa, you know, and I think that would be pretty cool to do, so I could find out where I'm from.
Right, and what other race? You said 12% Latino, 2% German, and what else?
And European was the 80%.
You said 80%?
Yeah, 80% European, about 12% Latino, and about 2% German.
Okay.
And I think
would you
that's.
Would you say in general your race would be white, black, African American, Asian, Native Hawaiian, or other Pacific Islander, American Indian, or Alaska Native, or other?
I would probably have to say for a solid one, probably European-American.
Okay.
Just
okay.
Because of the 80%, you know, that's more than the 20% of other stuff. Now, do you know with those blood tests that they do to find out your genealogy? Do you have to have a blood sample, or do you spit on a platform
sure
of some
that.
Kind?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
Okay.
Have you ever served on active duty in the United States Armed Forces, either in the regular military or in the National Guard or Military Reserve Unit? Active duty does not include training for the Reserve or National Guard, but does include activation, for example, in the Persian Gulf War. So would you say...
No, I haven't.
Okay. Would you say no training for the Reserve or National Guard only, or no, never served in the military?
Well, I tried to get into the Navy, but my mental conditions that I was diagnosed with by my psychiatrist disqualified me.
Okay, so you would say no, never served in the military?
No. Not that I didn't try.
Okay. Are you married, divorced, widowed, separated, never married, or a member of an unmarried couple?
Married.
You're married?
Yeah.
How many children less than 18 years of age live in your household?
Well, we've got my cousin's kids, and I have a sister who's out of town for about a month, and we're watching their kid too. So there's about seven that are here right now.
How many live in your household?
Right now, seven.
Okay.
Now, is there any chance I could get a written copy of this survey? This would be good for my records.
I'm not sure about that either. I'll have to find out, okay?
Yeah, and then maybe have them call me after you find out.
Okay. What is the highest grade or year of school you completed?
Well, I got my GED, and they said at this last job that I had that it didn't qualify as a national GED, just a state GED. I still think it's a fair GED because they didn't tell me at the time that it wasn't going to be a national GED. I was taking it with the idea that it was a worldwide GED, but
right.
They said it was only a state GED, and so...
Okay. So what is the highest grade or year of school you completed?
11. Well, 11th plus the... Well, it was really 10th grade that I left, and then for 11th grade, I kind of came for a month or two, and then I had to do the GED later because I didn't finish
okay.
in the right time period.
Okay. Are you currently employed for wages, self-employed, out of work for more than 1 year, out of work for less than 1 year, a homemaker, student, retired, or unable to work?
Well, I'm kind of hired by a number of companies because I pretty much, you know how people get all the junk mail in their mail? Well, the companies that send those out, they give them to me, and I put the stamps on them
yeah.
and send them out, and if you do enough of those, you can do okay. It's about like a part-time job. And I do that pretty much full-time every day, and it's about 20 different companies.
Right, but which one would you choose? Would you choose employed for wages?
Well, if I had my choice, I would be employed for myself.
Right.
But if
so
I could choose...
Are you employed for wages, self-employed, out of work for more than 1 year? Out of work for less than 1 year, a homemaker, student, retired, or unable to work?
I'm employed on commission. It's commission pay.
Is your annual household income from all sources less than $25,000?
Yes. somewhere around there.
So is it less than 15,000?
No. No, it's about 19,000.
Okay. Okay, about how much do you weigh without shoes?
Without shoes?
Yeah.
Well, I usually try to wear shoes.
Okay, but about how much do you weigh without shoes?
Last I checked, about 210.
Okay.
But with
about,
shoes, it's
about
215.
How tall are you without shoes?
Without shoes?
About how tall are you without shoes?
5'8".
What county do you live in?
It's USA. That's the, I grew up in the USA.
But what county do you live in?
Yeah, it's USA. That's what country I was born in.
What is the zip code where you live?
Oh, I'm not sure. I'd have to ask my wife. Do you want me to ask her?
No. Okay. Do you have more than one telephone number in your household? Do not include cell phones or numbers that are used only by a computer or fax machine.
No.
Okay.
Just
during
this
the past
one.
12 months, has your household been without a landline service, telephone service for 1 week or more? Do not include interruptions of landline telephone service because of weather or natural disasters.
We had our phone cut off for about 3 weeks, 6 months ago. It was right after I see the stamps that they give me to do the work. I drop them into a sink of water, and so we had about 2 weeks that we didn't have letters going out properly, and it got us behind on the phone bill, and I think they weren't very happy with that because they cut off our phone.
Right. So would you say yes or no?
What was the question?
During the past 12 months, has your household been without a landline telephone service for 1 week or more? Do not include interruptions of landline telephone service because of weather or natural disasters.
Yeah, it was for 3 weeks.
Okay. Do you have a cell phone for personal use? Please include cell phones used for both business and personal use.
What?
Do you have a cell phone for personal use? Please include cell phones used for both business and personal use.
No.
Do you share a cell phone for personal use with other adults?
We don't have a cell phone.
So would you say yes or no?
Yes.
Thinking about all the phone calls that you receive on your landline and cell phone, what percent between 0 and 100 are received on your landline and your cell phone?
Probably 13. Hey, put that down.
During the past 30 days, have you had at least one drink of any alcoholic beverage, such as beer, wine, a malt beverage, or liqueur?
Oh, no, I don't drink. That's not safe.
There are currently vaccines available for two kinds of flu. The seasonal flu, and the 2009 H1N1 flu. I will first ask you questions about the vaccinations for H1N1 flu, which is sometimes called swine flu or pandemic flu, and then ask you questions about vaccinations for seasonal flu. There are two ways to get the H1N1 flu vaccination. One is a shot in the arm, and the other is a spray, mist, or drop in the nose. Since September 2009, have you been vaccinated either way for H1N1 flu?
I think we did get a vaccination of, it's the swine flu, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because we got it was a...
Sorry, who's this?
Hi, are you okay?
I'm sorry, my husband was just... He's having an epileptic seizure. He'll be fine, but it's going to be just a minute. He's going to need some space, so could you maybe call him back later if you need to talk to him?
Yeah, you bet. Yeah.
Okay, well, right. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.